Fabianville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, take-out, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Join KRVS May 21st for Taste of Fame, a culinary fundraiser featuring PBS chef Lydia Bastianich. For a donation to KRVS, you'll receive a package with the ingredients for a three-course meal. Then follow along in your own kitchen during the live Zoom event as Chef Lydia cooks her classic dish, springtime asparagus risotto, and enjoy the meal with family and friends. Click now. The deadline to register is April 28th. Visit KRVS.org and click the Taste of Fame link.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Police in Indianapolis are working to determine a motive for a mass shooting at a FedEx facility overnight that killed at least eight people. NPR's Amy Held reports authorities have also yet to identify the suspected gunman who later took his own life.
Just a couple of minutes, that's all it took, police say, for the gunman to open fire first in the parking lot, seemingly shooting at random and killing four, before entering the building and killing four more, then himself. Several victims remain hospitalized. Officials say they don't yet know a motive for this, the city's third mass shooting of the year, but Mayor Joe Hogsett says the feeling is all too familiar.
Grief for the many Americans struggling to understand how tragedies like this continue to occur again and again.
The mayor and the White House are calling on Congress to take on gun reform, including strengthening background checks. Nationally, nearly 150 mass shootings have happened so far this year. Amy Held, NPR News.
President Biden is ordering flags to be lowered to have staff at the White House following the mass shooting in Indianapolis. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the shooting once again underscores the need for urgent congressional action on gun safety measures.
The president has spent his entire career working to address gun violence, and his determination to act has been redoubled by senseless killings we've seen both in mass shootings like this and in the lives lost to the epidemic of gun violence every single day in communities across our country.
President Biden announced a series of executive actions last week to address gun violence. They include stopping the proliferation of so-called ghost guns and strengthening red flag laws. The Biden administration says it will fund additional research to track new variants of the coronavirus in the U.S. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the White House is expected to send $1.7 billion to the CDC and to local and state governments early next month.
Detecting and tracking variants of the coronavirus could play a critical part in defeating the pandemic, but genomic surveillance in the U.S. has been woefully lacking.
This is both about today and about building for the long term.
Carol Johnson is the White House COVID testing coordinator. She says in addition to the money going out to states starting next month, another $700 million will go to investing in genomic epidemiology innovation and infrastructure.
Today's investment is about helping us fight COVID, but it's also about helping us continue to transform how public health works to combat outbreaks of all kinds going forward.
In recent days, the more contagious variant, first spotted in the UK, has become the dominant strain in the US. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Justice Department is reporting its first guilty plea in the investigation into the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building in January. John Schaefer, a native of Indiana, has pleaded guilty to two counts, obstruction of an official proceeding, and entering a restricted building with a dangerous weapon. Under the plea deal, Schaefer has agreed to cooperate with investigators. More than 300 people have been charged so far in connection with the attack. Closing arguments will get underway on Monday in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. NPR's Walter Ray Watson reports testimony wrapped up yesterday.
Both prosecution and defense have rested in the case of Minnesota versus Derek Chauvin. The defendant is charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last May. He invoked his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent and not testify on his own behalf. Hennepin County District Judge Peter Cahill called the fifth Chauvin's personal right and checked whether the choice made was Derek Chauvin's. The defendant told the judge yes. Before jurors returned to the court, Judge Cahill told them Thursday, pack enough clothing to, quote, plan for long and hope for short, unquote, as the panel will be sequestered for deliberation starting Monday. After closing arguments, the judge will direct jurors on matters of law in the case. Walter Ray Watson, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Stocks are trading mixed at this hour on Wall Street. The Dow was up 75 points, the Nasdaq Composite down 5. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Rock Auto, an online auto parts store shipping parts directly to customers worldwide. Everything from floor mats to tail lamps. More at rockauto.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Nick will be featuring music from the Marsalis family, a first family of jazz, at least in contemporary times, and definitely a boon to New Orleans. Ellis Marsalis spent a good part of his life there. And, of course, at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. And after Roger's program, we have more national and international news from NPR on the program, All Things Considered, coming up at 4 p.m. We start off this hour with music from Freddie King. He grew up in Gilmer, Texas, listening to records of Blind Lemon Jefferson and Lightning Hopkins, and in his early teens moved with his family to Chicago and got a heavy dose of Chicago blues. Here's Freddie King with the title track to his disc Burglar.
She's a burglar. She broke in. She's a burglar. Took everything she could find. She looked into my eyes. They came out from the socket. And just like that, my heart was gone. She put it in a pocket. She's a burglar. She broke into my mind. We'll be right back.
love my woman was hard love slop, cause she's a big, big woman. But it's your shout, it is good. Mama me, baby, never make me feel this way. Goodbye, going round the stop. You are my sweetheart, sugar lump, cause she's a big, big woman. But it's your shout, it is good. Mama me, baby, never make me feel this way. Woo! You are my sweetheart, sugar lump, cause she's a big, big woman. But it's your short ministry. Mama me, baby, never make me feel this way. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust, if that's my woman, I'm gonna hush your fuss, cause she's a big, big woman. But it's your shout, it is good. Mama me, baby, never make me feel this way. Woo! I like a big, big woman. I like a big leg 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 woman. Woo! I like a big leg woman. I like a big leg woman.
Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson from a disc called, what's the name of this, Country Sugar Papa, name of the disc. It came out in 1994. And Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson from 1972 to 1980 played in the Muddy Waters band, played guitar for Muddy Waters, then went out on his own. He had a number of discs out over the years. Before we heard Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, we heard Freddie King from the disc Burglar, Freddie King doing the title track. And Freddie, of course, opened up the final hour of the Blues Box for us here this Friday with that number. We're going to turn next to Ruth Brown, originally from Portsmouth, Virginia, started singing in a church choir when she was very young and ended up singing jazz, singing blues, acting on Broadway. A really, really wonderful blues talent from a disc called A Good Day for the Blues that came out back in 1999. Here is Ruth Brown here on KRVS with the title track.
I got up early this morning so I could walk the floor. I got to hit the streets, cause there's a wolf outside my door. The bill collector's calling, and my kids need better shoes. Gonna go to church.
for a job. The man I worked for laid me off. Lord, and I worked for him real hard. But I won't let my kids go hungry, no matter what I have to do. And it's a good day. It's a real good day for the blues. Things are getting better. The check is in the mail. I just threw my last dime in the wishing well. And it's a good day.
Bye. me. Yes, I've got to find me a part-time love. The next time my baby leaves me, yes, I've got to find me a part-time love.
From the summer of 1966, that was Little Milton, Milton Campbell on guitar and vocals with a number called A Part-Time Love. He had a long career in the blues, though not as illustrious as people like B.B. King and Bobby Bland, although some say he should have. He should have had a lot more success than he did, given the talent he had. He first recorded as a sideman, as a guitarist for Willie Love, the pianist out of Jackson, Mississippi, that for Trumpet Records back in 1951. Then he worked with Ike Turner, who ended up recommending him to Sam Phillips of Sun Records. He recorded for Sun Records in 53 and 54 and moved on from that. In 1961, he had his first number one hit on the R&B charts with We're Gonna Make It, and had some great, great recordings in the 60s. He passed away in 2005. Before we heard Little Milton, we heard Ruth Brown, another blues artist with a quite an interesting history. She was a wonderful vocalist. We heard her from the disc A Good Day for the Blues. She did the title track, and the album was recorded at Ultrasonic Studios in New Orleans. We're going to turn next to Elvin Bishop, originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He went in the 60s. He went to Chicago to go to school. Ended up in the Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Butterfield and Mike Bloomfield, Sam Lay, and ended up actually being a great survivor from that band because Bloomfield and Butterfield didn't live all that long. Elvin Bishop's still kicking and putting out some interesting blues. He does a lot of sort of novel stuff, tongue-in-cheek blues, that sort of thing. From his disc Getting My Groove Back, here's Elvin Bishop. This disc came out in 2005. Bishop, along with a special guest New Orleans pianist Henry Butler on this track, Elvin Bishop with Blues Train.
Bishop's my name. I'm your engineer on this old blues train. It's groove transportation, runs all across the nation. Here's your invitation, come on to the station, let's ride.
Ride that blues train. Ride that blues train.
got whiskey by the jug, all the beer that you can chug. And for fellas like me, Diet Pepsi, caffeine free. Takes a hell of a dude to get a groove out of a thing like that. But whatever butters your biscuit, boy, that's where it's at. Now while I'm here juicing, getting mellow with the fans, let me introduce you to the fellas in the band. We got Bobby and Ian, Willis, Ed, and Jerome. And I don't know what they've been drinking, but they got a thing going on. We even got Henry Butler over here sitting in, playing so much piano till it's a shame and a sin. Now I don't care if you're from Paris, Texas, or Paris, France. When they get to jamming, you're gonna have to jump up and dance. Let's ride.
Ride that blues train. Fox Pocket, Alabama. Buffalo Jump, Montana.
Ride that blues train.
It runs from Motown to Yo-Town.
Ride that blues train.
Go from New York City down to Doo-Wah Diddy.
Ride that blues train.
Now if you get too crazy, Pete, you get too loose. To lock your big ass up back in the caboose.
Once again, Elvin Bishop from his disc Get My Groove Back. And that came out again in 2005, Blues Train. He's had a number of discs since that time. In fact, he's charted with the last couple of discs he's had. The last one was a collaboration with blues harp player Charlie Musselwhite. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. And coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Right now, we're going to turn back the clock to November of 1985 and head down to the University of Memphis and listen to Jessie Mae Hemphill. She was from Senatobia, Mississippi, and a very interesting blues lady. Here she is again recorded at the University of Memphis doing another train song, this one, Streamline Train.
Train, train.
Tennessee.
Well, I'm well, I'm an Arizona rainy day. Baby, I say it's some rainy day. Well, now you're gonna be sad, man. Babe, now you walked away. Well, son, you rule. Mama, now did it by the tree. I said, now when the sun drove, just a border tree. Well, now I went to the police station, asked them, I don't give me my little girl, please. Now, 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 your days are lonesome. Mom, your nights so dreadful long. Who crying? Can't run me then. Babe, now your night's so dreadful long. Well, I've been so many lonesome days, well, babe, since I've been gone.
From 1932, that was Petey Wheatstraw, a.k.a. William Bunch. William Bunch is real name. And he used the name Petey Wheatstraw. It was an African prince or something. It was from a black folk tale, the name. He worked out of St. Louis and recorded over 160 titles over the years. He was a fair influence on Robert Johnson. Before we heard Petey Wheatstraw, we heard Jessie Mae Hemphill from a disc called Get Right Blues. She did a number for us called Streamline Train. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Roosevelt Sykes, interesting vocalist and pianist. His first big hit was back in 1929. He worked St. Louis and then Chicago, and then in 1954 he moved to New Orleans, but he still traveled. He was all over the map. Here he is. Doing a number for us, he recorded back in May of 1963. Roosevelt Sykes here on KRVS with North Gulfport Boogie.
Well, the Gulfport Boogie, North Gulfport Boogie, talking about the Gulfport Boogie. That's a long time on old Highway 49. I know you was a sport when I met you in North Gulfport during the Gulfport Boogie. North Gulfport Boogie, you can dance a long time on old Highway 49. Oh yeah. you come on the scene, dropping in from New Orleans to do the Gulfport Boogie. North Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Let it rock down. Till the break of day, right there with little Conway's doing the Gulfport Boogie. North Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Well, yeah, Old Highway 49. You know there's a new 49, double lanes, but this is a single lane, Old Highway 49, Old Highway. Love you right off the rails. Oh, how good you really makes me feel during the Gulfport Boogie. North Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Old Highway 49. Let it rock down. Go ahead and strike a nerve, yeah. Go ahead, squat and bust your britches. Well, the Gulfport Boogie. No, the Gulfport Boogie. Well, the Gulfport Boogie. No, the Gulfport Boogie. You can dance a long time on Highway 49.
Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Well, won't you be mine, darling? I'll be so nice. Won't you be true? Why won't you be true, little girl? I'll be so good to you. Won't you marry me?
happy as a girl can be.
Late Johnny Shines, recorded in Chicago back in May of 1968. Johnny on guitar and vocals with Willie Dixon on bass, Clifton James on drums. This from a disc called Last Night's Dream, and the name of the number we just heard was I Will Be Kind to You. Johnny Shines described that as his version of an old African hunting song. Interesting blues man. He, back in the 1930s, hoboed around with Robert Johnson and absorbed a bit of Johnson's style, though he was not a slavish copycat, Johnny Shines. He was preceded by Roosevelt Sykes. We heard Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals from 1963, doing a number called North Gulfport Boogie. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Guy Davis. He's been making interesting blues for many, many years now, a fine acoustic artist. We're going to turn to a disc he had out a few years back called Legacy. And from that disc, here's Guy Davis here on KRVS with a composition of his own called We All Need More Kindness in This World.
Friendship.
Guy Davis, vocals, guitar, blues harp, and banjo. Again, from his disc Legacy. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, do stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We have national and international news coming up at 4 o'clock on the program All Things Considered. At 6 p.m. tonight, stay tuned for selected shorts. After that, big band swings and other things with Lee Klein, Peter at 7. And at 9 tonight, Dan Phillips will be in the air chair with Funkify Your Life, followed by The Fringe with James Van Way. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and member-supported public radio. Here's Deanna Bogart from her disc Piano Land with a little number called Death Ray Boogie to take us up to the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next Friday morning with another Blues Box.
Jan Dick isn't for everyone, but he isn't trying to be. Time for Jan Dick. Late night Mondays, early morning Tuesdays, 1 a.m. here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org.
Fridays, 10 to midnight, it's The Fringe on KRVS, 2 hours of underground music, and so much more, only on listener-supported KRVS.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.